You've probably talked to a chatbot. You clicked the little bubble in the corner of a website, typed your question, and got a scripted answer that didn't actually help. Maybe it offered you three predefined options. Maybe it told you to call a number. Maybe it said, "I don't understand your question," and you closed the window. That is not what I'm talking about when I talk about AI employees. There is a fundamental difference between a chatbot and an AI agent, and understanding that difference is the key to knowing what's actually possible for your business right now versus what was possible 2 years ago. This episode covers what that difference is, what agents can actually do, and how service-based business owners are using them right now to run parts of their business autonomously. Before I get into the difference between a chatbot and an agent, I want to set something up because this distinction isn't just an American conversation. It's a question getting asked by service-based business owners in every market that has internet access. The person running a freelance design studio in Medellin, the accountant with a solo practice in Bengaluru, the consultant building a client base in Abidjan, all of them hearing the word agent and wondering what the word actually means. So when I explain this, I'm explaining it for all of you. Welcome back. And if you're new here, hi. I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. Let me make this as clear as possible. A chatbot follows a script. It has pre-written responses for predefined inputs. If you ask it something it wasn't programmed for, it breaks. It doesn't think. It doesn't reason. It doesn't adapt. It matches your input to a template and gives you the corresponding output. That's useful for simple things, FAQ pages, basic customer service routing, appointment scheduling with predefined time slots. But it can't help you with anything that requires reasoning, context, or decision making. An AI agent is different in a fundamental way. An agent has a goal. It can break that goal into steps. It can decide which steps to take. It can use tools to complete those steps. It can adapt when something doesn't work, and it can operate autonomously, meaning it doesn't need you to click a button at every stage. Let me give you a specific example. A chatbot on your website can answer the question, "What are your business hours?" It matches the keyword business hours to a pre-written response and displays it. An AI agent on your website can take an inquiry from a potential client, research their company, determine whether they fit your ideal client profile, draft a personalized response, schedule a discovery call on your calendar, send a confirmation email, and add them to your CRM pipeline without you being involved at any point. Same website, same visitor, completely different capability. That's the difference. A chatbot answers questions. An agent completes tasks. Here's why this matters for you right now. The technology that powers agents just became accessible to individual business owners. Until recently, building an agent required engineering resources that most service-based businesses couldn't afford. You needed developers, infrastructure, and ongoing maintenance. Now, the tools exist for non-technical people to build agents using no-code platforms, AI assistants, and pre-built frameworks. Claude Cowork is an agent. It takes a goal, breaks it into steps, uses your computer to execute those steps, and delivers finished work. That's agent behavior, running on your desktop for $20 a month. Let me walk through what agents actually look like in a service-based business. Agent type one, the research agent. This agent monitors specific sources for information relevant to your business and delivers summaries on a schedule. For a consultant, it could monitor industry news, competitor announcements, and regulatory changes for your client's sectors. Every morning, you get a briefing document with what changed overnight and what it means. For a real estate agent, it could monitor new listings, price changes, and market shifts in your territory. By the time you sit down with coffee, the market update is already written. For a therapist, it could monitor new research publications in your specialty areas and summarize the findings in plain language. You stay current without spending hours reading journals. The agent doesn't just search, it filters, prioritizes, and summarizes based on criteria you've defined. It makes decisions about what's relevant and what isn't. That's the difference from a simple alert or Google notification. Agent type two, the outreach agent. This agent identifies opportunities, drafts personalized communications, and manages the follow-up sequence. For a speaker, it could monitor conference listings, call for proposals deadlines, and event announcements. When it finds an opportunity that matches your topic and audience, it drafts a submission or outreach email in your voice, customized for that specific event. For any service-based business owner, it could monitor your pipeline and send follow-up sequences based on where each lead is in the process. Not generic emails, personalized messages that reference the specific conversation you had and the specific problem they mentioned. The agent maintains context across interactions. It remembers that this prospect mentioned budget concerns, that one mentioned a timeline issue, and adjusts its messaging accordingly. A chatbot sends the same follow-up to everyone. An agent sends the right follow-up to each person. Agent type 3, the operations agent. This agent handles the recurring operational tasks that eat your time without generating revenue. Invoice generation and follow-up, meeting prep and post-meeting summary distribution, file organization and document management, data entry and CRM updates, report generation on a schedule. Claude Cowork can do all of this right now. You tell it what you want done, you tell it how often, and it handles it. Weekly report generation, daily email triage, end-of-month invoicing, the agent runs on schedule whether you remember to do it or not. Agent type 4, the client delivery agent. This is the one that scares people, so let me be clear about what it does and doesn't do. A client delivery agent handles the parts of your delivery that are repeatable and don't require your expertise. It does not replace your expertise. It amplifies your capacity to deliver it. For a coach, it could prepare session summaries, generate homework assignments based on your framework, and send follow-up resources tailored to what was discussed in each session. You do the coaching. The agent handles everything around the coaching. For an accountant, it could prepare initial document reviews, flag anomalies, organize client files, and draft preliminary reports for your review. You do the strategic analysis and client communication. The agent handles the data processing. For an architect, it could compile project specifications, organize reference materials, generate progress reports,
and manage the documentation that every project requires. You do the design work. The agent handles the paperwork.
The pattern is the same across every profession. The agent handles the high-volume, repeatable components. You handle the strategic, creative, and relational components. Together, you deliver at a level that neither could achieve alone. Now, here's the part that people need to hear. Agents are not perfect. They make mistakes. They misinterpret instructions sometimes. They occasionally produce outputs that need significant correction.
This is not a reason not to use them. It's a reason to supervise them, especially early on.
Think about how you'd manage a new employee. Their first week, you check everything they produce. Their first month, you spot check. By month three, you trust their output on most tasks, only review the high-stakes work. Agents work the same way. Start with supervision. Build trust through evidence. Expand autonomy as the agent proves itself. The connector method applies here too. Fast action. Set up the agent. Evidence. Check its output. Does it meet your standards? Confidence. The evidence says it does, consistently. Results. You expand what the agent handles and your capacity multiplies. Here's where I want to leave you. The chatbot era trained people to think AI assistants were limited. You asked a question, you got a scripted answer, and you moved on. That experience was accurate for chatbots. It's not accurate for agents. Agents represent a fundamental shift in what's possible. They don't just respond, they act. They don't just answer questions. They complete tasks. They don't just follow scripts. They reason, adapt, and operate autonomously within the boundaries you define. And the tools to build and deploy agents are available right now to individual business owners, not just enterprise companies with engineering teams, individual consultants, coaches, therapists, accountants, and architects running service-based businesses from their homes and offices. This is the technology that lets one person operate like a team. And the people who understand the difference between a chatbot and an agent are the ones building those teams right now. And the reason this distinction matters is simple. A chatbot makes your work easier. An agent makes you more money and buys back your time. Those are different outcomes. If you want the second one, you need to learn the second tool. That's the whole game. The newsletter is where I break down specific agent setups, tools, and workflows every week. Sign up at cdansociety.com. If you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps more people get this information.
Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.